Hey, it's Trevor Grant. Welcome to the Revenue Hub podcast. Today's podcast is one of our Who Are We interviews, where we are joined by one of our expert partners. Today, we welcome Dory Steen, CEO of Fornova, to tell us a bit more about his background and his organization. Anyway, hope you enjoy it. Let's get started.
Hi, Dory. Welcome to Revenue Hub. Great to have you with us. How are things for you?
Great to be here.
Thank you. Well, look, we're delighted to have Fornova as an expert partner. Great to have the opportunity to talk with you, hear a bit more about you, hear a bit more about Fornova and what you guys are all about.
Dory Steen, born and bred in Israel, moved to London just about 8 years ago. And I've been CEO of Fornova for the last 5 years. My previous startup was in the diamond industry. We created e-commerce application for the diamond industry. I exited that business and then joined Fornova, started off as head of business development and marketing, sales, and then moved over to the CEO role.
Very good. And can you tell us a bit about Fornova then? Because it's got an interesting, we'll come on to the solutions that you guys offer, but a fascinating company, and I know it's sort of evolved, so an introduction into that would be brilliant. Thank you.
So we've gone through a few evolutions, as most startups have, and every startup in the post-COVID world has also gone through some kind of evolution just recently. But if you look back, we started off in retail.
Okay.
From JCPenney, Macy's, Sony, Nike, Gucci, Jimmy Choo. all of these brands, the service we provided was creating a catalog of all their products taken from their website, marking it to all programmatic channels. That includes Google and Facebook and others.
Yep.
Fast forwarding, I'm jumping how we got to that. But one of our products is the evolution of this when we moved into hospitality. It's giving the tools and know-how of how to connect your inventory to programmatic channels to the hospitality world, which obviously needs adaptations. Back in 2015, we understood that the value of our technology, which is all about getting high quality data at scale, is dramatically more valuable in the hospitality industry.
Yeah.
So not a lot of people know this, but we started our way in the hospitality industry working with the largest OTAs, who we still work with to this day.
Okay.
What we provide the OTAs is, if you will, eyes on the market, competitive intelligence, monitoring the whole market. Now, we got selected by the OTAs to do this because when we say highest quality of data and scale, we don't just mean amount of data, we mean a whole lot of things. It could be the number of platforms. We're the only company in the industry monitoring mobile apps. Emulating thousands and thousands of phones and running on those emulated phones applications of OTAs and monitoring the price strategies they apply there. We're doing we're the company who monitors the most points of sale. Most revenue managers know this, some don't, but all OTAs conduct point of sale strategy pricing, country specific pricing strategies, i.e. Both of us in London will look at the rate of a hotel in New York, and our friends in France will see a different rate on Expedia.
Yeah.
So we monitor that. But when I say scale of data, I don't just mean a lot of data. I mean a lot of types of data.
Yes, so it's vacation rental,
mobile apps, points of sale, and the list goes on. And that's where we excel over competition. That's our core value to clients. And we started off with OTAs, and then we moved over to working with hotel chains. The largest hotel chains in the world, if you will, taught us what we know. Mm-hmm. And another core difference between us and the industry is we see a lot of companies working hotel property by property and working their way up.
Yeah.
For us, everything we've learned about the industry, if it's competitive intelligence or distribution intelligence, how distribution works, has been on a corporate level. So when we say we work with Hilton or we work with Marriott or we work with Hyatt, we mean with the whole chain, not 20 whole properties.
Yeah. And you touched there on competitive intelligence, distribution intelligence. I mean, you've got four core solutions. So competitive intelligence is one, distribution intelligence, e-commerce optimizer, and business intelligence. Can you just talk to those solutions for a little bit for us and give us just a slightly deeper insight?
For lack of time, I'll concentrate just on our top three.
Yeah, and, sure.
The first one is distribution intelligence, monitoring a hotel's presence online, on all the OTAs, on all the meta search engines, constantly monitoring to see how he's presented, visibility, how he's ranked, mm-hmm. and more importantly, when there's any issues with rate integrity. Some companies call it parity. Obviously, it's very complex, and it could be that an OTA is undercutting you. It could be that you're in a chain and one of the distribution managers placed a promotion, or it could be that you're working with wholesalers and they're doing something called leaking inventory. What makes us unique here, apart from, like in all our products, the scale and quality of our data, is also that we've cracked the way that to work best in a chain, where the corporate team get a very analytical view and the hotel level gets a very actionable view. It's effectively two separate platforms sold to the same organization, and they see different screens and a whole different look and feel and use of the platform. So that's distribution intelligence. Mm-hmm. I could talk about it for an hour.
Another time.
The next solution is competitive intelligence. Mm-hmm. Competitive intelligence, also called rate shoppers by some of our competitors, is going to the market and asking the question, how competitive am I? How do I compare to my comp set and to the market? Apart again from scale and quality of the data, where the unique things we're trying to bring here again, here the quality and scale is just getting more and more channels. How am I seen on all the different channels in comparison to my competition? But it's a whole lot of features and data types of data, mm-hmm. which if you're looking for a label for them, I would call top of the funnel analytics.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that all of the industry, all of the revenue managers listening to us are really looking at themselves compared to competition in the channel, on OTAs and on brand.com compared to the other brand.com. Mm-hmm. We're trying to do that, but also compare how you're actually seen by the clients.
Right.
Actually seen in different points of sale. No one does different points of sale. So I'm getting now guests from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
How competitive am I in Germany?
Yeah.
I'm in APAC, and I know practically all of my sales are coming from mobile, and all the OTA sales are coming from mobile. So not answering the question, how competitive am I on Agoda? Mm-hmm. Asking the question, how competitive am I on Agoda's mobile app? And it goes on and on. How competitive am I on Google? And when you're answering those questions and taking them as seriously as we do, the biggest challenge for us is simplifying it for the revenue manager.
Yeah.
So the amount of data is not overwhelming.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Last product I'm going to touch very quickly is e-commerce optimizer, which historically for us is we took all the know-how of connecting the largest retail brand in the world to Google, to programmatic companies that do retargeting, that do prospecting, to Facebook, to social. It's obviously includes Instagram, but mm-hmm. Getting data, knowing how to manage campaigns there, and converting all that technology to hospitality. Obviously, a shirt or dress are different to a hotel room.
Sure.
And that's what we provide. It's trying to get the, or in marketing, you're always trying to get the right product in at the in front of the right consumer at the right time.
Yeah.
And revenue managers try with the right price. And what we're doing there is facilitating that in the best way. I could go again into details, but I think that
I think that's excellent. We've spoken, and we're going to set up a separate discussion more broadly, looking at the elements that you're involved with, the solutions, but more looking at the practicalities, and we'll be doing that as a separate discussion. But thank you for summarizing those kind of solutions. You've spoken a lot in terms of working with groups. Is that your core customer profile? Is it just groups that you're working with? Is that the sort of sweet spot for you?
We call them chains because groups. In the industry, you immediately think of groups.
And good point.
they're mostly waiting for a vaccine. but we're currently predominantly working with all sizes of hotel chains,
mm-hmm.
and in it's not to say we don't work with some independents, but we're not actively approaching. Or chasing independence. Our core competence client base, 90 whatever percent, are hotel chains of all sizes, from your largest chains in the world, who I've mentioned a few, all the way down to chains with 5 or 10 properties.
Okay, perfect. And I guess sort of looking forward, we're in an interesting time at the moment. So it's maybe it's maybe hard for anyone to look at what's going ahead. But if we put that looking glass on, what are the things that you guys at Fornova are looking at without obviously giving away competitor information? But where's your, what do you see as evolution? What do you see as the key challenges that you're looking to be able to respond to as it applies to the hotel sector?
So there's a few. Mm-hmm. First of all, we believe that the dominance of Google is going to increase dramatically. And in the next few years, not 10, few years, they are going to obliterate all other meta search engines. I can go into why. I've written about it on LinkedIn, but their power is going to increase. So they are the largest meta search player today in travel. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is they're going to keep up with their also having the most growth. And that means a lot to the solutions we provide, and we believe even to the role of a revenue manager. I've touched on that. Mm-hmm. The second, it's not a prediction, but it's a fact that currently there's practically no groups, practically no events, or no events really, physical events, sorry. And practically no corporate business travel. And I'm afraid to say, specifically around corporate, also when it comes back, no one's saying it's going to boom, come back.
Yeah, not quite the same. Yeah, absolutely.
Slow growth. One of the online webinars, I think I heard a guy from Sabre, I really liked it, call it a Nike recovery.
Yes. Do you recall? Yeah, that kind of the tick. Yeah, yeah.
shape, and now it's the Nike shape.
Yeah.
So if you take that into account and agree with that assessment of the situation, then it leads us to believe that hotels will have to work much more closely with OTAs to generate demand, because the share of demand the average hotel is getting in the next few years, that from OTAs has grown dramatically. Mm-hmm. Simply because GDS is down, simply because groups are down.
Yeah.
So we're saying OTAs are where you have to be most competitive. OTAs are where you have to spend time and efforts on getting more demand from. The last prediction we've made and I shared with you earlier is that the as hotels, we see them cutting down marketing spend, cutting down the headcount in marketing departments, but also in revenue and distribution departments. Mm-hmm. What it means for us, that prediction, I mean, the prediction, that's already happened.
Yeah,
the
prediction
is that it's, the budgets aren't going to come back in the near future or fast, and it's going to be staggered and slow growth. And the prediction is that the headcount is not going to come back in the near future, and it's going to be staggered and a slow growth. And therefore, when we develop our tools, we understand a revenue manager has to manage a few properties as opposed to one before. It also means that we have to give him tools to also generate demand and become indispensable for the organization.
Sounds like three core points. Okay, it's brilliant. I mean, for the purpose of the who are we, which this is, I think we've covered all the key things that we wanted to cover. As I say, we will certainly be talking to you a lot more going forward now that you're on board and exploring topics that we can dive into. And there's a number that we've already kind of got that we're looking at here. So thanks so much for your time today. Any kind of final thoughts or comments, or have you got across everything that you wanted to?
I think I've gone across everything. I just, I'm sure that everyone agrees with me that I am very hopeful our industry will see better days.
Oh, and, absolutely.
Then revenue managers will be even more indispensable to the organizations.
Absolutely. Well, we hope to help in that process. but pleasure to have you join us today. Thanks so much. Take care.
Thank you very much.
So that's the end of our conversation today. I'd like to thank Dori Steen once again for joining us. I hope you found the podcast interesting. And if you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. If you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link will be in the podcast notes. And if you can also subscribe on YouTube, it would be great as well, because it really helps out the channel. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.